Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. I am pumped up today. I'm feeling good. It's been a really good week. Feeling good. Hope all's going well, whatever you're up to right now. This is not relevant at all to the podcast here today, but this came up for me earlier. So I'm in a mastermind with peers of mine, and we had our monthly call this morning. We do a call every month. And these are all 7 and 8 figure business owners. And we were talking about taking screenshots of like sales pages, and especially ones that are like really long. And people were looking for a way to do that because, you know, most of us, we just take a screenshot of like what's on our screen, and we scroll down, take another screenshot. And then someone said, no, I've been using this. I found this cool Chrome extension called Screen Capture. And I think it's called Go full page screen capture. And I was like, I was giving him a hard time because I was like, yeah, I've been using that for like 2 years now, 3 years now, or whatever, for a long time. And so anyway, if you guys are not using this Chrome extension to take screenshots of long pages that you want to grab and put into a swipe file, you're missing out. Totally free Chrome extension. It's called, I think it's called Go full page screen capture. Just do screen capture as a search for a Chrome extension, and you'll find it. But anyway, you'll thank me later. Shoot me a DM on Instagram and thank me for it. So anyway, on to today's episode. In the last episode, I talked about the quickest way to consistent and predictable 5K months in your business. And the quickest way to do that is to have one flagship offer that you have a consistent sales process for, that you continue to dial in. And then once you have that dialed in and it's producing the kind of revenue that you want to produce, then you can move on to adding another offer if you want. Usually it's a higher ticket offer, usually. And too many people think that the more offers that you have when you're early in your business journey, the more revenue that you're gonna make as a result. But I will tell you from experience and from my own experience and from a ton of my students, that's just gonna complicate matters. That's just gonna confuse things and make it a lot harder to actually generate bigger revenue that you really wanna be making, because the simpler the better that your business is, the simpler that your offers are. And I mean that specifically in this regard here, that the fewer offers, the better. And in fact, I recommend starting off with one flagship offer. So if you've not yet listened to the previous episode, last Wednesday's episode, definitely go back and listen to that. You don't have to listen to it before this episode, but it will be certainly helpful. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about how to create an offer and how to price your flagship offer. And this is going to be helpful for you if you are just getting going in your online business as a course creator, as you know, if you're developing a membership or maybe you're an online coach or what have you, or if you're further along and you want to sort of redefine your offer and maybe reprice it or what have you, and just really looking at what your offers are and the problems that they solve and everything. So I want to take you through how I think about creating and pricing a flagship offer. Now, flagship offer, I mean, this is your primary offer in your business. And as I go through this with you, I'm going to be sharing personal experience from me that's current, that's going on right now in my business to give you some context to what I'm going to be teaching you here. Okay, so the first step in creating and pricing your flagship offer is pretty obvious, but so many online course creators kind of breeze over this step. And that is, again, not to state the obvious, Captain Obvious here, is to understand your target audience. Now, I talk about this topic all the time here on the show, but this is critical, obviously, right? When you're creating your flagship offer. And so understanding your target audience means understanding what their challenges are. What are their big pain points? You know, what problems are they having in their life? What do they want? What don't they know that they want that you might know will help them, right? And then from there, what are the problems that you specifically solve for them? What is their identity for where they are at right now? And then what's the identity of where they're trying to get to? And then what is the result that is available to them as a result of your solving that problem? That really goes to that identity part, right? What's the identity of where you can help them get to? Being able to answer those types of questions is not only critical in creating your flagship offer, but everything you're doing in your business, from your ads to your copy to your messaging to everything. Now, if you're not sure what this is, if you're not sure how to answer these questions, then listen to your audience. What are they asking for? Do you get feedback from your email list, for example? Could you ask your email list? What's their biggest challenge? Right? Could you ask in on Instagram? Could you ask on Facebook? Could you, if you're doing Facebook Messenger, could you put it into a question into your follow-up? Are you in Facebook groups? Are you hanging out in other Facebook groups where your target audience is and seeing what people are saying? They're going to be sharing what their big challenges are. It's gold mines of data. You know, when we no longer have to social distance and quarantine, going to industry events and talking to your ideal customer, your ideal audience, knowing what their biggest challenges are and really understanding them and their pain points and how you can uniquely solve them, right? Because then once you do that, then it is about solving their biggest problem with your flagship offer that you can uniquely solve. Now, as I mentioned earlier, as I walk you through these steps, I'm going to give you some context as I share a current example of this whole process of creating a flagship and pricing a flagship offer, because I'm doing that right now in my business. Now, you may remember that I've been talking about for a while now that I'm creating a brand new program this year that was a new, bigger, and better version of my Foundations program. And I was going to call it the new Foundations program or Foundations 2.0 or something. And that's how I've been kind of referring to it here on the podcast. Well, and also in some emails to my email list. Well, after thinking a lot about it and after some great feedback from current Foundation students, that there was some confusion around the name and what the program was exactly, I've decided that it wasn't smart of me to have the same name for this brand new program, which, well, yes, it was confusing. And this new program is going to be, well, it's completely new. And so I've gone in a different direction as far as the name goes. And so the name Offer to Optimized has been born. The new program is going to be called Offer to Optimized. And so to answer the first question that I've just challenged you with, and as you think about your offer and understanding your target audience, and what problem you're solving with, I wanted to share with you how I answer this for this new flagship offer, because Offer to Optimize is going to be my flagship offer. And Offer to Optimize, OTO, is a, it's a step-by-step blueprint training and coaching for online course creators, membership creators, online coaches who already have an offer. Maybe they've made a few sales, but they want to get to consistent 5K months in their business, but they're feeling stuck and they're not sure what to do to create more consistent revenue. Now, notice here what I'm doing. I'm completely describing my ideal target audience and the types of challenges that they have. And I'm going to list out some challenges that people are, that are struggling with to try to get to that consistent 5K a month. They have an offer already, but they're just not getting the kind of traction that they want. Okay. People, online course creators like this, they don't want to have to worry about where their next bank deposit is going to be coming from, right? And they're doing all the things in their business and they wish they had more to show for it because they know that they can help people. They know they can help a lot of people. But again, it's not going as quickly as they want it to. They're feeling stuck. Launching freaks them out. They have imposter syndrome. They lack confidence in being able to create revenue in their business. They're held back by perfectionism. It has to be perfect before I put this out. They don't get results that they want from their Facebook and Instagram ads. And ads overall kind of freak them out. They also need accountability and success coaching to help them along the way, and on and on and on. Now, as you can see here, I'm very clear on who my audience is and the problems that I'm solving for them inside of Offer to Optimized. This is how clear I want you to be with your offer, okay? Now, once you know who you're serving and how you're gonna serve them, and you have an idea for your offer, then I recommend that you work through the four P's of an offer. The four P's of an offer: premise, promise, process, and price. I'm going to break down each one of these for you here, okay? And again, as I'm going through this, I want you to be thinking about your own offer, whether you are creating an offer for the first time or you have an existing offer right now. Do you have the four P's for your offer? I'll tell you this, you very likely, if you already have an offer, you very likely already have the process and the price. But few people have the premise and the promise. Okay, so let's start with the premise. What is the premise of your offer? Now, I want to share with you five different characteristics of a core premise. Number one, it's powerful. It's positive. It's empowering. Okay, number one, it's powerful. It's positive. And it's empowering. And again, I'm going to show an example of what the premise is of Offer to Optimize here in just a second. Number two, it's provocative and polarizing. So what I mean by that, it's arguable. Some people are going to be like, no, that's not true. And other people are like, oh, it's polarizing. It could be argued. And this will make more sense here in a second. It's super clear, right? Think clear like a 12-year-old could understand what your premise is. It's succinct. We don't want like seven lines of a premise, right? Get to the point, and this, again, this aligns with being clear. You want it to be succinct, and obviously the fifth bullet point here is having it be relevant to the offer. Not to state the obvious, but make sure it's relevant to the offer. Okay, so I'll list those five again. Characteristics of a core premise. Number one, it's powerful and positive. It's empowering. Number two, it's provocative and polarizing. Number three, it's very clear, something that's a 12-year-old could understand. Number four, it's succinct. It's to the point. And finally, number five is relevant to the offer, not to state the obvious. Okay. So to give you an example of this, the premise for my new flagship offer, Offer to Optimized, is the fastest way to consistent 5K months in revenue is through a step-by-step training and personalized coaching and accountability. That is the premise of Offer to Optimized. Now notice, that's very powerful. I'm saying the fastest way to consistent 5K months in your online course business is through a step-by-step training and personalized coaching and accountability, which is what my Offer to Optimize program is going to be. That's powerful. That's positive. That's empowering. Now, the provocative and polarizing part is someone could argue that and say, no, it's not. The fastest way to consistent 5K months is not through step-by-step training and personalized coaching and accountability. You know, I think that this is the fastest way to do that. So it's provocative. It's polarizing. Someone could argue with my premise here. Now, a good way to think about premise is like on a very simplistic level, if you say something like the fastest way, the quickest way, the only way through what your offer is, right? It's also one sentence. It's very clear. It's succinct. It's to the point, and it's obviously relevant to my offer, okay? So be thinking about what the premise is of your offer. Now, you might be thinking, well, might be asking as you're listening, like, well, Rick, why is this important? Well, the premise of this is going to be how you are, this is going to be part of your messaging and your copy and or how you're speaking in video, whatever it is about your offer, your premise is going to come out. This is one way to describe what your offer is so that people know, like, hey, yeah, I want to be in this program here. That's one reason why the core premise is so, so important, okay? So many people don't even have this down, but the premise is so important. The next P is the promise. And this part right here, so few people don't have a clear promise of their offer. And so with the second P here, with the promise, is what is the problem that you're solving and for whom? And then what result is then available to them? Another way to think about this is what is the transformation that you are providing your customer, the person, the student, or whatever it is, client who goes through your program or goes through your membership or is one of your coaching clients? What is the transformation that is available to them when they go through your offer? You want to be super clear on what your offer is and it's not, who it's for, and who it's not for. Okay, so let me read this again. The promise is, number one, understanding what the problem that you're solving is and who it's for, okay? And then what result is available to them as a result of your offer. And the result is also known as what's the transformation? What's the breakthrough on the other side after they go through your offer? You have to be super clear on that. So many people that I see are not clear on what the promise is, and that's a major reason why you're not making more sales. Because again, just like the core premise, the promise is what you're going to be communicating, what you're going to be messaging to your target audience to get them to enroll in your offer. So for my new offer, Offer to Optimized, the promise is it's a step-by-step training and personalized coaching and accountability that removes the guesswork of creating consistent 5K months of revenue from your existing online course business. It's very clear on who this is for, who it's not for, and what the program is and what it's not. That is the promise. It's very, very clear, right? So again, be thinking about your own offer, whether you're creating an offer, your flagship offer for the first time, or you already have an offer. Are you clear on what that promise is? So for example, for Offer to Optimize, it's not for somebody who does not already have an online course or a membership or a coaching program yet. This is for somebody with an existing business who's struggling to get some traction, who's feeling stuck, as I talked about earlier. Now again, think about your offer. What is the promise of your offer? Can you succinctly write that down and be able to clearly articulate that through your messaging in how you're selling your offer? And again, I can tell you that this is a big stumbling block for so many of my students, yet it's one of the most important things that you want to have clarity on for your offer, because when you don't have clarity, how can you create messaging around it? How can you market it? How can you write copy? How can you do ads, etc.? If you're not clear on your promise right now, make sure that you devote some time to getting clear on that sooner rather than later. This alone right here can be a game changer for selling more of your offers. Being clear on what your promise is and clearly articulating that to your target audience, what the promise is. Okay, the third P is the process. What is the process of your flagship offer? How are you delivering on the promise? Now, this is very, very simple, actually. Process sounds complicated, but it's not. So, for example, are you doing a course? Is it an online course? Is it a live event? Is it a membership program? Is it, you know, online coaching? And then you can get more granular from there. So, for example, is it a combination of live videos and worksheets? Is it templates? Is it screen recordings of slides? Are you on camera? Is it weekly coaching calls on Zoom, etc.? This is what your process is. And it's a good idea to have clarity on your process, because not only does it inform how you are going to put your offer together, it's good for you to know this, but it also allows you to communicate it to your target audience again. Again, this is all around allowing you clarity on how you are messaging your offer. And it also informs how you're putting it together as well. And when you think about your process, when you think about how you're going to deliver your offer, I want you to think simple. As you can see, one of my main things that I talk about here is simplicity is better. How can you deliver your content in the simplest way possible that will deliver the transformation that you are promising in a way that's right for your audience? And when it comes to how you deliver your content for your offer, I would encourage you to mix up the different formats. Give a variety of how you are presenting, whether it's I would do some video and templates and worksheets and PDFs and so forth. Give people a little bit of everything. That way it will, like, some people just do not want to watch videos, right? Okay, cool. Give them audio. Just give them different formats of your content to be able to kind of jump around in a clear path, again, to get them to the transformation that you are promising as a result of your offer. Now, again, to give you some context for Offer to Optimized, the process for that program is going to be, it's a 12-month program that it's going to consist of video trainings, worksheets, audio, Facebook group community, success and accountability coaching, and more. That's how I'm going to deliver the content to get that transformation that I'm promising in Offer to Optimize. So again, be thinking about your offer and what is the way, or what are different ways that you can deliver the content to get people the transformation that you're promising them. Okay. Now, I'm looking at how far I've gone now, how long I've gone now in this episode. The fourth P is pricing. And I've gone through so much already here in the three P's. I'm going to stop right now and cover pricing in its own episode. I don't want this to be one big long episode. I want to break this up because this is really, really, really important as you are creating and pricing your flagship offer. And I don't want to overload you here with one big episode. And so again, the fourth P in creating your offer is pricing. And pricing is really what trips up so many people. And so I want to devote part two to pricing, to specifically to pricing. Okay. So before I do that, let's recap what we've been talking about here as you put together your flagship offer. And the first thing that you want to do, that you have to do, is understand your target audience. Again, I'm going to breeze over this one again, but that's the thing that I see most course creators do, is they breeze over this part on all different levels of their business, whether it's ads or whatever it is. You know, you have to understand your target audience and the challenge that they have, their pain points, et cetera. What's their identity, all the other stuff, right? Because then once you understand that, then you can solve their problem with your flagship offer, okay? Then once you have your clarity around that, then it's about the four P's of creating your offer: premise, promise, process, and price. And the premise is those five core characteristics that I talked about. The promise is, what is the transformation that you are providing your customers when they go through your offer? What's the result that is available to them at the end of your offer? And then the third P is the process. How are you delivering on that process? Is it a, or excuse me, how are you delivering on that promise? Is it a combination of live videos, worksheets, screen recordings, weekly coaching calls, whatever it is? You have to have clarity on all three of these P's, not only for yourself and how you're putting together your offer, but how you can message, how you're going to be messaging and selling your flagship offer. And like I said, that fourth P is pricing. And I want to save pricing now for its own episode. So I'm going to leave this for a part two coming up in the next week. I'll cover pricing all by itself for you in that episode. Okay. Now, before I do go, if you have not already joined my brand new free Optimized CEO Facebook group community, what are you waiting for? Let's jump in there. This is exclusively for online course creators, membership creators, online coaches who want to optimize their business to six or seven figures, right? As the saying goes, you're the average of the five people that you surround yourself with, right? Well, that's why I'm super excited to introduce you the free Optimized CEO Facebook group community, where online course creators just like you are working to optimize their business to six and seven figures. And so if you're stuck in the early stages of your online business, you cannot seem to find consistent growth. If you're not really sure what you should be doing in your business, if you're confused as to why you're stuck, you're not really sure what the next steps you should be taking in order to be growing your business, then the Optimized CEO community is for you. Totally free. Come join us. RickMulready.com/group. We'll get you in the group there. Cool? All right, my friend, stay tuned for part two. I'm going to break down pricing of your flagship offer. Thank you so much for listening today. Super appreciate you as always. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Online Business podcast.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.